96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Foundation Arts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bava Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, EFC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brown and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I had to kind of pause just now, you know, because it feels like a Monday, but we're here live and in full effect. I hope that you had a good weekend. I hope that everyone that we left on Friday is here with us on Tuesday. Got to be able to say condolences to my good friend who ran with me in 2012 on the DNA's ticket, Mr. Carroll, man. He's gone and he's passed on. I'm hearing stories and a lot of persons being able to tell me about how this happened. So I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to be able to hear that. And I'm hoping that his family, the bereaved, and all those persons who loved him was able to kind of hold on to it. His memory. And know that he made a significant contribution here. His contribution was extremely strong. So I got to be able to say that. His name is Sidney Carroll Jr. He's died. He's passed away in Long Island. I think he was to a retreat. Some information I'm receiving, I understand that he's to a retreat. So he's in that particular space. And he was Cassius's general in Cassius' organization also. So I'm sorry to hear that, man. I really am. Guys, I hope that you're good. I hope that you are here. I hope that you're alive. I hope that you're well. I hope that you're strong and exuberant. I heard my name mentioned so much time. Oh, God. My ears was ringing the entire weekend. I got my cousin calling me from the States, from Grand Bahama, all over the place. What happened? Some fellas sound, they get fight in the back of their voice. They ready to go. All right, listen, calm down. It's okay. We're in this kind of a space. This is what we do. But, you know, I thought about it. I thought about being able to play this kind of this voice note, right, as they continue to be able to trip through it. And then I thought about something. I just want to say this to you. Now, if you've been paying attention to news over the past, I don't know, several years internationally and been listening to blogs and been listening to vlogs and been watching those podcasts and whatnot, you'd actually see a person by the name of Jaguar Wright. Now, Jaguar Wright, I've been listening to her for years. I've always liked neo-black-centric music, right? All right, so they had this kind of neo-soul concept, and Jaguar Wright was, you know, in the mid-2000s, early-2000s, she was really at the forefront of that. She was great in what she did. She assisted with a great deal of stuff. Jaguar Wright actually stepped down from the music industries and she started to lambaste them. I mean, she started going in on who's a pervert and who's a this and who's a that. And she's been saying this on everyone's podcast that would give her the space. Between her and Orlando Brown. Everybody podcast, they just on talking their guts out. Just saying anything loose like a goose. And she is threatening, sue me if you think I'm wrong, I got receipts. Now, after all of this, Piers Morgan invited her on the space. And while the conversation should have been concentrated on Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Diddley Combs, she actually spilled into an area where she started to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce. And after being able to be so extremely salacious in this kind of a stead, Pierce tried to be able to pull her back to center. She kept going, tearing off. He tried to pull her back to center. Obviously, she has these particular receipts. Sean Carter and Beyonce Knowles, their lawyers sent a cease and desist to Pierce Morgan. You know why? I realized something. When you exist in the proverbial gutter on your voice notes in these kind of a spaces and you say any nasty, loose thing and try to put validity to it, never call me, got all my numbers, never call me. But when you say these things in these particular spaces, that's where it resides. Within the pen for hogs. Not in a bad way. I just want to be decent as I say this. But when you seek to kind of speak a name, and I, in this position, with professionalism, with culture, with tradition, with respect, in this capacity, pull you up. My God, I've given you, I shine a light on you. I shine a light on you. I am giving you validity. I'm validating what you're saying by even responding to that. That's how Pierce Morgan got a cease and desist. We have to understand the tears. We have to understand the separation that exists in these particular spaces. And we have to accept that if this is your part of the totem pole, you exist in that space. I dare not, even if I came from that and ascended to a space where people could be able to find value in my contribution, I dare not say any foolish thing to you. Praise God. I just want to kind of put that out there, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's out there. Got to shout out my good, decent people at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So if you're in a market and you're looking for insurance, residential, commercial, for your cars, your homes, if you're looking for insurance, the place to go is AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Like I said, give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. My good friend Ethric Bowe would be more than happy to assist you in that kind of an area. Or you can ask for Mr. Richardson. He'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas also. So let's make sure that we can be able to do that with decency and order. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at MTS Rebar. My good friends Avery Lyborn continues to be able to do a great deal of things. I think I'm going to be able to see him next week as he continues to push this thing and pull that creativity, that innovation into our society and let you guys know that you can get your rebars with him. FPRBahamas.com, FPRBahamas.com. You can be able to see him out there, and he can be able to take very, very good care of you. If you want more information, a flyer, whatever the case may be, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. I'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. And this is the fiber rebar, so you want to be able to check that out and take care of that. Now, the Guardian newspaper has all sorts of stuff in that. Guys, you got to be able to check it out. If you look at this big convention, oh, God. Oh, God, I just want to be decent as I say this to you. I just want to be decent as I say this to you. The PLP is gearing up for victory. Can I say this to you? Oh, God. They don't want to hear me say this. They don't want to hear me say this because you believe that I oppose. I ain't got no opposition to nobody. I am a decent man. I'm when he's talking, I tell you as I see it. The PLP has been, they've given information to indicate that we're in this kind of a space now. As a result that we are in this space, we get to take care of our people. Hundreds honored Bahamian recognized at the National Heroes Day. All the information there. Governor General Dame Cynthia Pratt presents Bishop Order of the Bahamas Award yesterday. This is the information, right? All this information's in the papers, guys. Make sure you pick up the papers. Pintard accuses the government of idle promises on Grand Lucaya and Grand Bahama Airport. And also, SAC calls in Royal Bahamas Police Force after the campus safety threat. And Phil Galanis, we talked about this on, I think, last week we were here Friday. Phil Galanis has passed away at the age of 17. He's been impactful. He's been strong. His death comes as a sudden strike to a lot of us who have actually been watching. And so we continue to be able to pray for him. Right, I pray for all those particular persons who he's left behind, rather, and just pray their strength as they continue to be able to move forward without daddy, without husband, without father in that particular stead. So He's made a significant contribution in this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the things that we have to say. And for all of you who don't believe that legacy means nothing, this is where we encapsulate it. We pull from east to west to be able to talk about the contribution that you've made in this space with this time. Last thing before we get out of here, I got to tell you that your Saturdays are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Our all-new Saturday lineup is here beginning this Saturday on Guardian Radio, The Eye-Opener at 9 a.m. We'll be joined by a whole new crop of shows. The Accredited from 10th Year Seniors will be at 11 a.m. And The Happy Hour with Deandra Cartwright is going to be at 12 noon. And The Return of Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis will be at 1 p.m. All new editions of The University Drive now at 2 p.m. And the new shows are Blue Bahamas from Brief at 3 p.m. The full slate of amazing shows this and every Saturday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Guys, we're here. We're live in full effect, talking it down, talk about these things. And I got your numbers in. An impressive amount of numbers from Yamacraw, I must tell you, the highest so far. And I want to tell you that he has gotten superb marks. We're going to be able to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about the constituency of MyCal. Very low numbers. I just want to be as decent as possible. I felt like Donald Trump just now. But very low numbers in those particular areas. But we're going to talk about those things. I want you guys to participate. The line's going to be wide open. You got to let me get through the history, give you the breakdown, and then let's talk about it. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama markets, including print, BB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717, or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday. Grateful to be in your company. It was a tremendous amount of rain this weekend. I hope you guys didn't, had to pull out your buoys, pull out your floaties and whatnot to be able to get out of your homes. I'm hoping that everyone is good and everything is taken care of. I may be wrong, but I think I saw one or two cars stalled out. Guys, you got to be able to look at these things. Let's be decent. You can't get through that. You cannot get through that. Ladies and gentlemen, first out of the gate, we're going to be talking about the constituency of Meghuana, Inagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key, MyCal. We're going to be talking about the MyCal constituency. Let's roll that out and pull the information up so all those persons could just be a part of it. Let's get the historic overview. The MyCal constituency encompassing Meghuana, Inagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key has historically posed a unique challenges for the governance due to the geographical expanse and transportation difficulties. The scattered nature of the islands create a logistical obstacle for MPs seeking to maintain visibility and accessibility. leading to fluctuating political support. From 2002 to 2021, the constituency has been seen close elections, altering political alliances and a consistent focus on infrastructure, healthcare, and transportation development. In 2002, Alfred Sayers won the seat with a razor-thin margin. Alfred Sayers and John Lee Ferguson. Alfred Sayers won by 613, and John Lee had 609. That was a close one. In 2002, after Alfred Gray for the PLP. Narrowly secured the seat with a 4-vote margin over John Lee Ferguson. The tight race reflected a highly competitive nature of the constituency, with a strong support base of both the PLP and the FNM. The election established Gray as a dominant figure in the constituency, marking the beginning of the PLP's hold in Maykal constituency. In 2007, in general election, Alfred Gray retains control. 636 votes to Dion Folks's 597 votes. Gray extended his dominance in 2007, winning by 39 votes over FNM's candidate Dion Folks. His ability to secure consecutive terms demonstrated trust from the electorate, despite growing challenges related to limited infrastructure development and healthcare access. Gray's win indicated a preference for continuity in leadership, right? He says, as voters place faith in his ability to address the constituency's pressing needs. He was always vocal and articulate in his particular posture and being able to do it against Sidney Colley and Jamal Che. Jamal Che for the DNA actually only got 3 votes. Sidney Colley got 650 votes, and Alfred Gray got 672 votes, being able to capture that one more time. In 2017, the general election shifted to the Free National Movement's candidate, Miriam Emanuel, 663 votes, which represents 52%, whilst Alfred Gray was able to capture just 601 votes. So he got beat out by 62 votes in that particular election. 2017 election marked a significant political shift in Miriam, as Miriam Emanuel for the Free National Movement unseated Alfred Gray, ending his 15-year tenure. The shift aligned with a broader national trend as voters sought new leadership after years of stagnation under the PLP. Miriam's Emanuel's victory reflected her desire for change and renewed development efforts through challenges in delivering on campaign promises. They soon emerged. In 2021, Basil Walton McIntosh for the PLP captured 603 votes. Miriam got 355 votes, which is bananas, by the way. Just want to let you know that. Andrew Bowe, right? Philan Andrew Bowe Sr. for the COI got 15 votes. And Pearline Lois Pratt, she got 3 votes for the GCP. In 2021, the PLP reclaimed the Maykal seat, with Basil McIntosh securing and convincing victory over Miriam Emanuel. McIntosh's 62% of the votes indicated a renewed trust in the PLP and dissatisfaction with the FNM governance during its tenure. The PLP's promises to enhance infrastructure, healthcare, resonated with voters, leading to their return to the party after a brief shift. Let's get to the numbers. Only 12% voted in this. I'm going to be very, very quick with this. We asked the question for the 12 people that voted in this particular stead. We asked them, did you vote in the last general election? 10 said yes, 2 said no, which represents 83% indicating yes. And then we asked them, are you planning to vote in the next election? 4 said yes, 8 said no. So that's a significant decline of persons participating. We had a great deal of the bulk of participation between the ages of 26 and 35 and 56 and 65. We asked, have you seen your member of parliament, the visibility of the performance? Everyone said no. We asked, have you seen any improvements in the community since the last election? Everyone, all 12 people, said no. All the 12 people said no. Okay? We asked, has your member of parliament effectively addressed any of the issues such as crime, unemployment? All 12 of the people said no. We asked, if your MP holds this particular position in terms of a role and position, has he been effective in that particular capacity? All 12 of the people said no. And we asked whether or not you're satisfied with the MP's overall performance. 11 of the people said no. One person said yes. And so this is the information that we've gotten and put down on this particular thing. Now, I've done some digging, and through my digging, we've been able to identify some stuff, right? 2003, October of last year, we would have heard some rumblings about the possibility of persons canvassing the constituency of my account. If you could remember that. We would have heard some persons being able to canvass the constituency of my account, being able to put a feeler out there. And this was just, almost like a shake after general election. We would have heard that. We would have heard some names being able to come to the forefront. And then we would have seen the chairman come out and being able to debunk this sort of an idea entirely and indicate that the Progressive Liberal Party has given no one credence, no one sanction, no one this sort of a go-ahead as it relates to being able to canvass this space. So this is an amazing thing that we're seeing in these particular areas. And let's just talk about this. So the conclusion of it all is that the MyCal constituency has experienced political shift and tight elections over the past two decades, with both the PLP and the FNM gaining support at different times. Alfred Gray's leadership from 2002 to 2017 reflected satisfied PLP loyalty, but frustrations with development led to a brief shift towards the FNM under Miriam Emanuel in 2017. The 2021 return to the PLP under Basil McIntosh underscored the constituency's desire for renewed focus on infrastructure and public services. Moving forward, McIntosh's leadership will be pivotal in addressing the transportation and healthcare challenges they have historically shaped, that has historically shaping MyCal's political landscape. That is the wherewithal, the layout of the constituency. Only 12 participants. We're hoping that as we continue to be able to move forward with this poll and being able to identify these things throughout the course of time, as long as we are going to be able to have this poll, strengthen it. I mean, I had significant conversations over the weekend. Everybody would tell me how to do the poll. Only because members of parliament, ministers in this particular state now. I'm not going to fight you. But I take your suggestions. I gave it to my guy who's developing the app and everything for me. And we're preparing to be able to strengthen that as we move forward. And we'd like to be able to partner. I understand a couple of people said that they like to partner from a professional standpoint. So we'll be partnering with persons as we go forward to be able to talk about these things. So I'm grateful to you for your participation. I'm grateful to you for your suggestions, and I'll continue to be able to move forward in that stead. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend who's in the studio with me, none other than Garth Roseboro. Garth, say good afternoon to the people.
Our Grant, what a eventful weekend and holiday that we have shared. Just want to give my personal congratulations to the hundreds that have been honored on National Heroes Day over the weekend. I do not see a picture of Howard Grant there as yet, but maybe one day they will look at him as a national hero. I mean, you're putting your brain out there, you're putting your soul out there. Either it's going to be recognized as a good thing or it's going to be an evil thing, but I do believe you are attempting to build a better Bahamas in your own way through media presence.
The forerunners get to cut it.
The forerunners get to cut it?
Yeah, the forerunners.
I think
if I'm out here doing something different, going against the grain.
But I'm looking in the crowd, I just don't see you.
I am there. I wasn't even invited.
But it's the Guardian paper picture
no,
there.
No, they can't put my paper. You won the Office of the Prime Minister. Call Howard was not supposed. No, they wouldn't
dare something. Yeah, well,
this weekend was eventful. I had an opportunity to be able to sit with you on your show, Remark.
Yeah, man.
We had a great time. Leonard Sands, all of us did there. I had to park my car all the way over to UB for the youth march that was happening over the weekend, which was an exciting event, even though it rained right very quick after.
Well, we brought the rain down. It was an excellent show. We had a great time. I got a lot of good remarks after the show. So I want to thank you publicly for your presence on Sunday. And for those people who have missed the shows, you can go to the GuardianTalkRadio.com and pull up the podcast. And you'll see all the shows listed there, all of the hosts and everyone else listed there. So Howard, good to be with you today. And hello to the people of the Bahamas and those listening around the world.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, caller.
I can't hear them.
No? 323-623-323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I got horrible results from MyCal.
Of course.
Horrible results.
I told you that.
You did tell me that. I told you to tell your people to call.
Well, I don't know if he's listening, but hopefully they'll call. But I told you that.
How is Michael listening? Guys, if you're listening from Miguana, Inagua, Crooked Island,
Acklands,
Long Key. If you're listening, please give me a call. Toll free, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. I want to be able to hear. This is abysmal results.
I told you.
This is horrible.
I got a response. The people that are listening to your show, I got a response from one of the major political parties this weekend. And they said, Garth, you know, sometimes you're on point, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you just hit it on the nail head, and other times you're just too hard to the left. And when I told them as to what my particular position is to encourage a better Bahamas, I'm not going to give you accolades for non-performance. I'm not going to give that to you for dismal performance. You have to perform. That's just my mark. That is my standard. You cannot blame me for having a standard of excellence to which I hold you to. And if you're not going to hold yourself to that, then you look for the results that are coming in 2026. It's not going to be good for you. So these results that you've gotten, Howard Grant, they've reflected what I've said to you before, that when you look from the outside looking in, unless the inside wants to tell us from the outside what's going on, from where we sit, all we can see are dismal situations. Go ahead.
I feel like this is a very unforgiving constituency based upon the numbers that I'm looking at.
They're far to the south. You blame them?
They are unforgiving and relentless.
They are in God's back.
But if I identify the fact that they are PLP.
They are PLPs.
I'm looking at the numbers.
Okay, let's go
ahead. The numbers indicate to me that even though Alfred Gray lost in 2000 and this is 2017, he still got 600 votes. He still got 600 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He lost by a mere 62 votes. When he won in 2002, he had won by 4 votes. He got 613 votes, and John Lee Ferguson got 609. He only won by 4 votes. That's it. He won by 4 votes. The 600 held strong. In 2007, the 600, he got 672. That held strong. The 600 held strong. Mm-hmm. In 2012, he got 600 strong. The 600 held strong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Miriam Emanuel lost in 2021. She got 663 votes in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And she only got 355 votes in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
308 people rejected voting for her entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But 600 and some votes still went to the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
It says to me that this constituency historically has looked at the PLP as the party for the constituency. They are the ones that's coming. If you look at these numbers, there's been significant fluctuation as to whether or not they're going to vote in one constituency. I mean, they're going to vote in one election versus the other. And when there is sort of this sort of enthusiasm for the country, you'll see everyone come out. And then when there's no enthusiasm, there's kind of a disdain and not necessarily wanting to vote in certain elections, the 600 and some people for the PLP still showing up.
Well, Howard, you have to understand what's happening here. The very proclamation of us as an independent nation in 1973, look at those who sat in the position of political power. Those were people from the Maykal constituency, A.D. Hanna, Acklands, Clifford Darling, Acklands. You see what I'm saying to you? This is where these people, all of Loftus Roker has Acklands roots. And so the very country itself was just about built on the back of Acklands or Maykal. The second longest airstrip in the Western Hemisphere is in Meghwana. It was built by the United States as an emergency landing strip for NASA. People don't know that. It's one heck of a long strip. But look at the airport. It's a mashed can. It's a soda can that you mashed up and you're trying to fit Bahamas Air through there and people through there to say, hey, you got an airport. And so someone ridiculed me on the weekend on the show and said, hey, you only got how many people down there? What do you say? How much people I got down there? With six or seven? Yeah. And I tell them, boy, we'd be 300 strong in Meghwana. But we still a part of the Bahamas.
It's 600. You're 600 strong.
In the whole constituency of Maykal.
Listen to me. It looked like 1,200 people. I got to get the number. Down. It looked like 12. Okay, let's look at.
Last time I checked, Meghwana had like 299 people. But go ahead.
But it can't be. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Tell me the numbers.
For all the numbers, let's look at 2017, which was a highly contested race.
Okay.
In 2017. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. 663 to 601. That's how much people. So that's 1,200, 1,300, and 4. Something like that, right? Let's see if we can count that, right? 6 and 6 is 12, 1,264. Mm-hmm. 1,264 persons that actually made a determination. They came out to vote. 1,264 persons.
Okay, how much of those? You can't see that, though.
I can put it up.
You can ask Google what's the population of Meghwana in 2024.
Well, the population ain't have nothing to do with the registered voters.
No.
We'll look at the registered voters and we'll be able to talk about that. Okay. But I'm telling you right now, Maykal, it's a strong constituency, and I see what they're saying. Now, even though that there is this indifference that exists with Basel, based upon this poll, only my little poll, this ain't nothing to talk about, it seems as though the persons in the constituency is still moving towards the PLP. That's what it looks like.
Let's talk about that after that break.
Let's take a quick break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. Rick in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
New location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And I'm in 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. The lines are wide open, guys. Participate in the conversation. We are here. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey.
Good afternoon. God.
Yes, sir.
Burroughs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, listen to me. Mr. Grant, this program that you have on with the members of Parliament, this is a good thing that you're trying to do.
I like it. Thank you, man.
Right? I appreciate it a lot.
It didn't cost
but
me
can
something.
Can I just throw my criticism in?
Of course. I take your criticism.
I think you need to at least give the constituents of the constituency a chance to speak. It shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think you're short us on that timing.
In terms of letting people call in?
Huh?
And in terms of letting people call in?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see if we can fix this.
Starbucks is Jamal Strong. I wanted to comment on Jamal Strong.
Now let's say this. If you speak to him, let's just say hypothetically, we're having a conversation now.
Yes,
I open up the line, I only have 1 hour. If you speak to him, we'll never get to the issues. I give them about 15 minutes, let them go, and then we could talk, you and I, and talk about those issues. The member of parliament still listening to you.
Listen, I understand.
Go
I
ahead.
Understand what you're saying. But it's a short window you're working with.
Right.
But I am on public radio, and I am a big PLB supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say two things, mm-hmm. and then if you want to ask me a question, I'm willing to answer.
Okay.
One. I remember I was the one who spoke about DeGrasse and vetoed the Brooker.
Mm-hmm.
Brooker had to get vetoed.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go on public radio and say that I had Jamal Strong as a Brooker, but now I changed my mind?
You have to.
I can do that?
You can do that. I can let you do that.
Hold on.
I told you, we put the numbers out there, we talk to him, we talk about the constituency, and that's what this is all about. Some people you have as grass, and when we talk about them, and we can identify them at the end of our conversation as prickle.
But the same thing, another one you had on Friday, Miss Lisa Rami.
Mm-hmm.
I had her as prickle.
Mm-hmm.
She is a beautiful as a piece of lawn the PLP have laying down now. But listen to me. What the PLP problem is, their PR. He needs a good PR person to put these stories out. I was flabbergasted when I heard of the work, the things that Jamal Strong did. Mind you, I'm very
I'm glad you called.
Nassau Village.
It was a decent
I'm very much familiar with Nassau Village. I spend more than 16 hours a day in the Nassau Village constituency.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the things that were done with me losing my having problems with my sight now, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I heard with Lisa talk, Ms. Raming talk about on Friday, I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to get their PR people out and put these work out.
No, you see, a minute, let me go and talk like this. I appreciate your telephone call. I like the call, God. Let me tell you why I like the call. Let me tell you why. Because we're spilling into a different realm now. We're spilling into a different realm. Everybody want an A+. Everybody want all kind of a great marks. Everybody want these things. Mm-hmm. They will now turn the gun on me.
Oh, yeah.
They say it's my fault. All I did was put the thing out there, tell everybody go. 1,960 people have taken my poll already.
Yes,
yesterday was 1,700. This morning, it is 1,960 people take the poll. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Now, the people will turn the gun on me and say, Howard, it's your fault. Listen, this is an opportunity for you to come out here and tell people what you are doing. We live in a realm of perception. If people perceive you lousy, they will articulate your name as lousy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they know better. And when they are informed and they have light and understanding of what your contributions are, then they could say, well, I really didn't know that. I didn't. At the same light, you may hear an articulate person, all very poised and polished, looking very good, and lousy in the constituency. We are placing these people where they should not be.
Mm.
What the entire concept of this is to do is to separate the sheep from the goat. And they say, you can't row Howard Grant. All you have to do is tell your people to participate. Let's take a quick call before we get out of here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day.
How you doing, my brother? What's happening?
I want to chime in. So the last caller, he hit the nail, as your guest said, a little to the left. But you are actually adding to, this is constructive criticism, adding to the political machinery as we have it. Because we as constituents, citizens of this country, we need to have a list of what do we expect in these islands, as you call it, said on God back. Because if we are voting for these people to represent and establish the infrastructure for a first world country in this day and age, what is the list? What do they need? Do they need a hospital? Do they need paved roads? Do they need a fire truck? Do they need a grocery store? And when we combine or create this list, we have to go back every year. I might even say every month. So you can have this show every quarterly or biannually.
Okay, I like that. Okay, good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like what you said.
Is the clinic there? Where's the fire truck?
That's a different poll now. Let's shoot straight. That's a different poll.
I understand. But
the poll got to say, what do you need?
After all these years, Howard, after all these years, we don't even know how McGuana looks. Where's the drone footage? Where's the pictures? Do they have a constituency office? Who is the representative? Who do I call? How many people? You don't even know how many people there. So we are just as guilty as the politicians. So I put no blame on them. I put blame on us. Thank you, my God.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. One more call before we get out of here. Caller on the line. Go ahead. No, okay. All right. So I like what he said, but this is an entirely different poll. Now we got to find out how much fire trucks in Exuma. We got to find these things out. We got to find out whether or not they have the ability to identify particular pumps that they could throw in the water and be able to capture what they need for the water that exists around these islands to get to the fires or potential fires that exist in these particular spaces. Yeah, we could ask about those things. We could ask about proper distribution of those things, whether or not any fire truck is going to the spaces, or they can just pile up everything here in Nassau. We could ask about, but that's going to be an entirely different poll. Okay? So we could get to that. I like that. I like that suggestion. But it'd have to be an entirely different poll. What do you think you need? And one of the suggestions would be, give me some suggestions. What do you think you need in your, what's the infrastructural stuff that you need in your community? I like that, guys. I appreciate y'all. Let me take a quick commercial break and get right back after news.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Let's see if we can ride through this one as quick as humanly possible. We're talking about the constituency of Yamacraw. Now, I want to be able to kind of get through this so we can hurry up and open up the telephone lines. I see you guys are already giving me a call, so let's be able to get this. Now, we're going through the constituency of Yamacraw. Remember, we're doing two-a-days. All right, we're doing two-a-days. I really gonna have to figure out how I could pick up one over the course of the next one a day additional over the course of the next week, given the fact that we've lost a day. So I'm gonna have to figure out how I could pick up one, so make it three-a-days at least for 2 days, so we can be able to do that. Because we've lost one day with the holiday being yesterday. So I got to be able to get back into that and talk about this. Because essentially, this should have been yesterday, but nonetheless. So we're here. We're talking about none other than the constituency of Yamacraw. Constituency of Yamacraw. Let's give a quick historical overview so you can be able to see that. The Yamacraw constituency, located in the eastern New Providence, has seen a dynamic political history since 2002, reflecting shifts in political alliances or allegiance, leadership style, and evolving needs of the community. Over these years, it has been represented by the prominent members of both the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, offering insights into the constituency's development and political expectation. From 2002 to 2012, Melanie Griffith, representing the PLP, held the seat for two consecutive terms. During this period, her tenure focused on social development and community improvement, with particular emphasis on her role as a Minister of Social Services. You guys remember Melanie? It says Griffin's effort included improving welfare services, youth programs, community engagement initiatives to address the growing needs of familial and vulnerable population. It says voter sentiments, Griffin's visibility and proactive leadership help solidify PLP support in Yamacraw, although national economic issues impacted sentiment toward the government. In 2007, the election results, despite the evident victory nationally, Griffith retained her seat, indicating a constituency's loyalty to Melanie Griffith, or rather to the PLP. So from 2012 to 2017, Griffith retained the Yamacraw seat again. She retained this particular seat, being able to see her in this time from 12 to 17. During this term, she resumed her role as the Minister of Social Services, continuing programs focused on poverty alleviation and community welfare. The challenges, although that she was able to implement various social policies, the economic struggles of the nation, rising unemployment and social unrest contributed to dwindling support for the PLP toward the end of our term, more specifically dwindling support for Perry Gladstone Christie. I just want to be very clear about this. In 2017 shift, Grisham's tenure concluded amid growing frustration with the PLP government, leading to a shift of support for the Free National Movement in a subsequent election. From 2017 to 2021, Ellsworth Johnson, a new face for the Free National Movement, won the Yamacraw seat as a former attorney and as an attorney. He's not a former attorney. As an attorney. And the Minister of Financial Services and Immigration during that particular time, he was the Minister of State in that particular stead. It says Johnson brought a more tenacious and logistic approach to representation. He was sort of a technocrat in those particular areas. This is the focus areas. His efforts include immigration and job creation initiatives through tourism and financial services, the community engagement, while Johnson's professional background allowed him to focus on policies at the national level. Constituents expressed concern about limited local engagement and inadequate attention to community-level issues. Election outcome. The Free National Movement victory in Yamacraw in 2017 reflected a national frustration with the PLP governance. I really don't think we should put the whole thing on the PLP governance. It really was Perry Christie. It really was Perry Gladstone Christie as an individual, and everyone felt the sort of the trickle effect in those particular areas. So though Johnson faced criticism for not being sufficiently present in the community in 2021, general election marked a return of the PLP dominance in Yamacraw, with Zane Lightbourne securing the seat. Lightbourne, a former educator and union leader, emphasized community-based governance and educational reform, aligning with the PLP's renewed focus on grassroots engagement. The campaign promises, here we go. The campaign promises Lightbourne's platform focused on improving public education, addressing crime, enhancing infrastructure. He was also committed to youth empowerment initiatives and great accessibility as a member of parliament. This Let's see if we can get to these numbers now. Let's get to the numbers. Yamacraw constituency. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be able to get to these numbers. 290 persons, the largest so far, 290 persons took the poll for the Yamacraw constituency. 290 persons. Out of the 290 persons, we asked them, did you vote in the last general election? 213 said yes, which is 73%. And 77 persons said no, which is 26%. Are you planning to vote in the next general election? 229 participants, which indicates a 78%, 278.9% said, yes, I intend to vote in the next general election. And only 61 participants said, no, I have no intentions to do that. The largest contingency to be able to show up in terms of the vote was between the ages of 18 to 35 and 46 to 55. Out of the 290 persons. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. It says, has your MP been visible and accessible in the constituency over the last year? 220 participants said that he has. 220 participants out of the 290 participants said that he has been. 70 participants indicate that he has not been. 70 participants, which is only a mere 24%. Remember, this is out of 290 people who have taken the poll. 70 participants, which is 24.14%, indicated he has not. We asked whether or not you've seen any improvements in the community since the last general election. 218 said we have seen improvements. 218 seen improvements in the Yamacraw constituency. 75% said yes. 72 participants said no, which is 24.8%. 72 participants said no, 24.8%. Says, has your MP effectively addressed key issues like crime, unemployment, and social services? 218 said yes, he has. That's 75.17%. Yes, he has. 218 participants says, yes, he had. 72 participants indicated he has not. Your MP holds a role in its ministerial position. Do you think that he has been effective in that role? 219 said, yes, he has. Yes, he has. And 71 participants said, no, he has not. Okay. And then last but not least, we're going to be able to get to the meat and potatoes of this. It says, are you satisfied with your Member of Parliament's overall performance in the constituency? 219 participants said, yes, we are satisfied. Out of the 290 persons, 219 persons said, yes, we are overall satisfied with him. And 70 participants indicated, no, we are not. Quick analysis, being able to run through it. So it says the Yamacraw constituency survey results reveal a strong voter turnout in the previous election with 73.45%. Remember, this is only out of the 290 persons who've taken the poll. Mm-hmm. So let's be decent, okay? A strong voter turnout in the previous election with 73.45% of participants voting. Voter engagement looks promising for the next election. 9-7 indicating that they plan to vote, reflecting a generally active and politically engaged community. The majority of participants expressed a satisfaction with the MP's performance, which suggests that the current leadership has made a positive impact by maintaining consistent engagement and with constituents. However, the 24.48% of dissatisfied participants indicate there's some room for improvement, particularly in addressing specific concerns. The insights is that the largest areas of groups of individuals who actually voted between the ages of 26 and 55 indicate the constituency with a strong representation of working age individuals. This demographic profile underscores the importance of job creation, economic development, and social services for the constituency's future. Key observations. Community improvement On key issues, 75.17% of the participants have seen improvements in the community since the last election, suggesting that development initiatives have been under positive sentiment extends to the MP's handling of key issues, with the same percentage expressing satisfaction. 75.52% of the participants believe that the MP has been effective in their ministerial role. This reflects favorably for the MP's ability to balance constituency work with his ministerial duties. Opportunities for growth. Although the overall sentiment is positive, that 24.48% of the satisfied persons indicate that there are undressed concerns. Well, you ain't gonna get 100%, but they're saying that there are undressed concerns and said that the leadership should focus on further improving community services and employment opportunities to maintain the momentum of building trust with all constituents. And that is the Yamacraw constituency. I asked this thing to be able to put it into an alphabetic thing, right? I say, give me an alphabetic an alphabet for the grade. Give me surmise it and tell me exactly what you said. So it says summary. Overall grade for the constituency of Yamacraw is a B. It says Zane Lightburn receives an overall grade from B from constituents, indicating a solid performance, but with room for improvement. While the majority of respondents accept his visibility, ministerial effectiveness, and the efforts of addressing his key issues, the feedback reflects areas that require further attention, particularly in issues more consistent community engagement and greater impact on local development. This B grade suggests that Lightburn is performing adequately and may have a good chance of re-election if he strengthens his efforts in areas where dissatisfaction persists. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the constituency of Yamacraw. Tell me your words. Tell me some things. What's your thoughts on it?
Man, you know, I love the polls. You know, we agreed to do this, and so far, so good. But in this particular response, this response is only as strong as there's a very weak opposition in this situation to say differently. I do not live in this particular constituency, but just over the weekend, I had a party in this constituency. If you go on the shoreline, right on Yamacraw Road, Jesus help all of the Bahamian children, my car went down in those potholes. You saw those potholes over there by the water?
I didn't go. I went on JFK. I went on Prince Charles. I was around the back. I went on Prince Charles. I didn't.
Man, I hit one and I said, okay, but you know, you could allow a little one. Boom, hit another one. I said, great God Almighty, what the heck's going on? This is an upscale community, you know.
Yeah.
This is a type of community where MP doesn't have to go door to door to be visible. They just need to be showing face here and there. The voice is spoken here and there. I've always respected Yamacraw because anytime you call a branch meeting, they are one of the strongest branch meetings that you'll have in this Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Them and the Elizabeth constituency, very, very strong branches or associations when it comes to the FNM. But in terms of the previous member of parliament, which I wouldn't say much to, but he did an excellent job too. All of the casuarina trees along the shoreline of Yamacraw, he removed those. I mean, one day I drove down there to do some beekeeping, and I could even recognize Yamacraw because all the casuarina, those invasive trees, were gone. He was doing a great job. It wasn't a political conversation for me as to whether he was doing a good job, bad job, PLP, FNM. He just did a great job.
But the people who lived in the constituency didn't necessarily take that view. Whilst they, I think a lot of persons go into general elections not being able to assess the constituency. They look at an overarching view and say, we got to get rid of Perry, or we got
to
get rid of...
Well, this is what I'm about to say. And see,
whoever.
Yamacraw is one of the anchors politically in this country, Howard. You know that.
Yes.
We're talking about the Southwest Corridor, so we're talking about all the way to the east. They say the wise men come from the east, and they end up living west like us, you know. So in the east, Yamacraw, this is where the swing of the electoral vote starts. Yamacraw, Elizabeth, Seabreeze, Pinewood... you have Pinewood, you have South Beach, you have Bamboo Town, you have Southern Shores, you have Golden Isles, you have Golden Gates. This is the Southwest Corridor.
So these are the people who determine victories in this country by way of their presence. So I heard this great report, but I'm going to say on this particular note, Howard, I don't fully buy it.
Well, that's the report, my brother. And I want to thank you for being able to do that. Mm-hmm. Guys, I want to give you all a chance to be able to call in. Let me take this quick commercial break. Call in and let's talk about what's going on in Yamacraw. This is a great report overall. Got to be in. It's 232-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. What's your favorite thing?
Roasted garlic, parmesan, tastes so good, chicken, you know.
Ghost pepper, pepper,
wings, Popeyes,
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes, Popeyes, Popeyes.
Nassau, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded!
This is the one and only Bam John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, Kid Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ross.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Show Guy.
This is buddy DJ Ref.
Me now. Funky.
She out us, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is... is old. Ray Can't Scrape Explosion. Best of the best.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. 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 The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. This is a call that has held with me throughout the entire thing. Let me see if I can take the telephone call real quick. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right here. Like you said, been holding for a while, but nonetheless. Thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm holding, my brother. And good afternoon to the nation. Let me just dive right in quick, Howard. A few points that I made, just so I could get it in note quickly. And this is not related to any one particular constituency, whether it be FNM or PLB-led, Howard. This is a general guiding point. What I'm about to say. What are the improvements done in the constituency, Howard?
I didn't ask those questions.
Okay, great. Let me move to the next question. And that's something to consider. What has the MP accomplished in their ministerial portfolio, if they have one, Howard?
I haven't asked those
questions. Something, again, to consider, Howard.
I like it.
Moving very quickly. Pardon me, guys?
I like it so far.
Thank you. Moving very quickly. What are the needs? The historical and current needs.
If you have 15 of them, I haven't asked any questions. None.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I haven't asked any questions. First and foremost, the attention span is only 7 seconds. If I can capture persons to be able to answer these questions very quickly and at least get solidified and know that you could come here to take these things, then we can continue to build on it.
Just follow me, Howard. Follow me. What I'm trying to express here. How has the Member of Parliament been able to fund and accomplish the improvements and our progress in the constituency? And finally, my final point, and then I want to make a statement. What has the former Member of Parliament accomplished in the constituency during that tenure. And using that approach, pretty much you will be using a minimalist barometer to compare with what has happened previously to what is happening now, right? However, Howard, you have to ultimately determine if you want to engage vehement in a dialogue based on the same old, minimalist approach that has been practiced in the country, which is pretty much just trying to do better than the last government, mm-hmm. or if you want to engage, lead and guide your listenership in the direction of what the needs are in the constituency, what the job is of the member of parliament and or the minister, and what they have accomplished, so you can have a real barometer as to where you're going in each constituency. Howard, this is the statement. If we're going to grow in any real sense of the word, no matter what constituency you're discussing, especially one where the statistical data is lacking because of the volume of persons who participated and the types of questions that you would have asked in order to draw the information necessary to have a substantial conversation, then you're going to have to make some changes to how this whole thing is fleshed out. Otherwise, we're only going to remain surface level, and that's not going to make any real penetration or any real impact towards advancing us in a progressive nature. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Thanks, man, Anton. I appreciate your telephone call. I hear what you're saying, but I think we have to be able to take incremental steps towards the grand change that we want. And I think it's important that we acknowledge and identify that this is an incremental step. I think throughout the course of doing this from October 1st to now, you've lent me significant suggestions about modifications to be able to make to strengthen it. I've taken those suggestions, I've incorporated those particular ideas. You in conjunction of other persons being able to say, Howard, going forward, you should do this, you should do this. Which is going to lead to an expanded, I mean significantly expanded, and with the attention span that we have in our society, probably persons will never get to the end of this. They'll never get to the end of the survey. If I have 58 questions for you to be able to answer, I'll have to be able to identify my sample audience. I will have to call them to engage them. I'll have to call these islands to do that. We have to create the language that captures and leave it up to person's interpretation. I think that that's what it is. For me, that's what it is. 58 things there, people will get tired and not participate in the poll.
You and Leonard Sands on the weekend, you made some good mention as to such criteria. I think what Anton is speaking to is noble. But once again, as you said, this poll here is just to get the conversation started. Now you members of parliament can clearly see that we're simply not going to sit and allow you justice.
Other people can do this too, you know.
Okay.
Other members of other talk show hosts around the country are going to do it. I can imagine newspapers are going to start taking polls. Another person is going to be able to do it. This is the
sensible.
Only way we can know the consensus without being. That's why the radio station was opened up in the first place. When the radio station opened up, everyone lent suggestions and being able to see these things. That's why the country shifting the way it is.
Yes.
Other than that, we would have still been under the PLP. Come on, talk to me.
Have mercy, Lord.
We would have been still under, collectively, now 50-some years under the PLP.
And this is what I like about Guardian Radio. You can speak your mind, you can talk what's on your mind, and you don't have to worry about any political interference, any political, strong-arming. So here's the opportunity for people to speak. And even so now, look at how many people are actually volunteering on these polls. It's amazing.
And again, because no one's getting paid. No, people are volunteering to be able to take these things. Now, I accept what you're saying. We can make the modifications accordingly to accommodate what we must. But let's just focus on one thing. We're going to take this incremental step, and we've identified this as a beta test, as a beta for social engagement to understand these things. And once we can be able to make that determination that persons are actively participating in it, then we can create a poll to be able to do this. All right, let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Garth. Good afternoon. Yeah. Truly, let me just say this to Anton just now. His points are very salient, very well thought out. I could not disagree with anything that he said just now.
Correct.
And it just lend or loan to what it is that I'm about to say here. You know, Howard, let me first congratulate you on the excellent work you're doing with these polls, even though they are not scientific. But it is at least allowing the people of these constituencies to speak publicly, seeing that many of them do not have access to their member of parliament that is representing them. I think the polls become effective, in my view, when if you allow, if there was a list of things that you put on in your poll and you allowed the constituent then to respond to them, and then you do you basically get a total of the overall scope of what persons agree that needs to happen in their constituency against those that is least important. I believe that we can then begin to move those constituencies forward. We talk about the lackluster leadership of some of these MPs. We talk about the denigration of the environment in these constituencies. And, you know, we would do these polls, and these are, and the current administration and the past administration would hear the voices of the people. But it goes not if the government does not respond or respond to their wishes. I'll say this one thing as it pertains to Michael, saying that that is, you know, basically the place of my father's birth, where I've had the opportunities to visit on numerous occasions. And I'm going to tell you, the gateway of the South is Michael. And as simple as getting adequate infrastructure in there to allow our people here in Nassau who truly, truly do not desire to be here. Many, the Bahamas actually was built on the people of Akron's and Crooked Island.
That's correct.
And I'm being very salient. That My father was one of them.
Economic hub of our country from the Panama Canal.
My father, Garth, was just honored yesterday. And I give that one thing to this current administration for doing that, even though I believe that my father should have received it when he was alive. All right? Mm. My father's done a lot for this country. All right? The thing is, what I'm saying here is, if we would then stop investing everything into Nassau, New Providence, and start to diverse a lot of these monies that we borrow into our family islands and deploy these investments, but more so, they may build their own islands, perhaps Nassau would not be so crowded. Perhaps a lot of the infrastructure, as you talk about the economic viability of this country, should be divested in our family islands and get them economically buoyant and not just solely dependent on Nassau and New Providence. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the Achilles heel that's going to kill this country because, heaven forbid, and I'm going to say this, if a major catastrophe such as a hurricane hit Nassau, New Providence, what's going to happen to the rest of the Bahamas? Mm-hmm. We need to get our people divested back into their individual islands, put in the proper infrastructure such as banks, proper roads, light, water, so on and so forth, and let's build this country. This country is stagnant, and it hurts me to see the place of my father's birth, Major's Key, Crooked Island, my gal again, to be in the condition that it's in with no true attention from any of these administrations going past and even right now today. There's no talk about economic prosperity for our people. But I'm going to close on that because I believe that these words and the poll that you're doing in closing is very important to get our people to think outside of the box. Look at the representation that you're receiving. Look at the political administration that's in these places, and let's stop voting party and start voting behemianization. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts. It says, Howard, you are the crazy one for allowing Anton to run on with the same thing every show. We know it's not a scientific poll. Suck my teeth. There's a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, if Garth don't buy the reported Yamacraw, well, that's the whole poll report. It says he should not buy. Because from listening, this whole exercise, Yamacraw get the best grade so far. Yamacraw got the best number so far.
Yeah.
Yamacraw got the best participation so far. But we had, I think, almost all yeses from Sinan's.
And this is what I'm saying to you. There's a number of situations in Sinan's that you may not like yourself. But St. Anne's people are not going to complain. They've already made up in their mind that this is the way in which they're going. I think it's a similar situation in Yamacraw. It is what it is. Whether I like it or not, it doesn't make any difference. I don't live there. I'm not a resident of there. I cannot vote there. But it's just a simple observation. I'm just simply saying to you, how be it, though, that we have holes in our roads in Golden Isles, where I do live, and then there are also holes in Yamacraw. I am complaining about the roads in Golden Isles. I'm willing to participate in the poll for Golden Isles. But the people who are participating in the same polls for Yamacraw, they may not have a complaint about the potholes. They may just simply enjoy the potholes. It may just be...
Everybody's not going to see the same issues.
This is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm saying.
I think we're going to be able to see that when we get to Kalani. Kalani, I don't have enough numbers from you. Kalani, please take the poll. I know you need to take it. But Kalani, please participate in the poll and being able to identify that. When you see places like Kalani, when you see places like... even Yamacraw,
South Beach is a good one.
That's sort of an upper middle class area, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go to Kalani, when you go to St. Anne's, when you go to these particular spaces, persons are independent of central government's whims and moves and whatnot. They are taking care of themselves.
That's correct.
Right? And because they are entrepreneurs and they're secure in these particular spaces, what's happening, it really didn't make a difference to them.
Like Cat Island. You got anything with Cat Island yet?
Right. Not one person. Not one person.
Because they still got a three-head coconut tree.
Not one person.
You got to cut down the tree first.
But I don't know.
If you cut down the tree, you might get somebody.
Not one person.
But this is what I'm saying to the person just now about Yamacraw.
Not one person participated.
Saying that this is not a great idea. What this is an encouragement to every member of parliament, every person who's politically minded, to say, here is a gist of what you're working with. You can either utilize it for your benefit,
or you could cuss Howard.
Yeah, just disregard.
Which is wild to me.
And for you not wanting to even hear something negative about yourself is erroneous. Me, you can tell me my teeth crooked, I too black, whatever you want to say about me, I can choose to either improve or not to improve. It is what it is. But if you are content in your own being, the member of parliament that you are, when election day comes, you say, but how in the heck I lose? What do you mean how you lose? Because the people were speaking, but you simply were not listening.
Let's take a next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Benawit?
All is well, what you say?
All is well, man. Hey, listen, I've been following your poll from day one, right?
Thank you.
And no matter the YMP sound, no matter how genuine the supporter sound, the numbers are the numbers don't lie.
Does it?
You see what I'm saying?
These are the people who take the poll.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The voters are the ones who take in the poll. The numbers ain't a lie. The MP could come on, he could make a sale like he just pinged the world and all is good in the world. You got the supporters will do the same thing. But at the same time, it's the voters who take in the poll are the ones who really matter. You know, and based on what we see and based on what I'm hearing, it's not looking good for the governing body.
Could I say something, caller?
Sure.
You know, it's amazing to me that as an influential individual, a member of parliament, you can't get 500 people in your constituency to call in and take the poll for you.
You know, if you're a leader and you can't get your people at least to follow you, what is that saying about you?
Either you're disrespecting
Howard. If you can't get 500 people to call in and support you, what is that saying about you as a representative?
This is what I'm saying.
That's heavy.
So, again, the numbers don't lie. I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, call. Caller.
Don't worry about it. Cut that one.
Next caller. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, just 15 seconds. I just want to say one thing, please. Hello?
Go ahead, Anton.
Okay. God.
Yes, sir.
You said something a little while back when you and Howard was talking about constituencies like Yamacraw, Sinan, Kalani, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, let me make a quick interjection.
Go ahead.
See, even in those constituencies, there lies needs. They may be the upper echelon of society, right? East, west, and extreme north, right? Maybe the upper echelons of society. They're still voters, they're still constituents, and they also still have needs. So it's very important in a discussion like this that is non-scientific, unlike that texter who must have been listening to Mars when I spoke, you ought to be able to identify what those are. Howard,
you are the judge. You are the judge. We are the jury. You are the person who's guiding and leading the people and the congregation. And so when the MPs come, you ought to be the one who's most armed with all of the information from all of the constituencies so that you can hold all of the members of parliament to account, whether they're in the chair, whether they decide to show up or not. Thank you. That's it. Good night.
Thank you, Manaton. I appreciate that. I think we're going to keep going back and forward with this. I think that there's a great expectation for me to be able to do everybody's job, but we have to be able to police our environment collectively. That's all this is about.
Well, you're doing
this. This is collective.
You're actually doing the job of the chairman of a party. This is their job to go out there and to make
these discoveries. Don't let Dwayne tell you say that.
Whether the PLP or FNM. Whether the PLP, FNM, or any party. They need to go out there and do their own party polls to find out where they sit and what improvements they need to make.
How are they going to do party polls if they are here trying to be able to distribute paper to people and then come on in government and say, we're going paperless in this area, but you're distributing papers in the constituency. You all are wilding out. Wilding out. Using all the trees on earth to go in constituencies so people can throw that in the garbage. You can. Ain't none of y'all figured this out yet? I watch people right now going from constituency, going within their constituency from door to door, canvassing with the same way that we used to canvass in 1992. Jesus God, you can't stop. You got to stop this.
Because there's a belief that you have to touch people and they need an instrument to touch them with. That's what it's all about. It's all about touching.
All you got to do is get a touch iPad or a touch screen to be able to put this information and amalgamate it accordingly. We in a new age and dispensation.
They said COVID.
Listen to me. I could amalgamate this information almost instantaneously.
I know you could.
You watch me do it. I said, I put the numbers in, bop, 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 bop. I already have this thing set to what I needed to set to. Bam!
Oh, well, now you can think.
Milliseconds of this thing. Oh. It ain't about me thinking. I ain't no genius. I only utilize what is available now.
How many meat you eat?
I didn't eat fish. Yesterday I had a hogfish.
But they eating four. They can't take the belly full, eh?
I had a hogfish. It was good. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Very quickly, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. Give me a call, 323-622-3225-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Somebody texts me and says, Howard, please stop this foolishness with Anton. One call. That's what he said. That's what he texts me and said. I'm not going to fight them. All right, give me the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yes, I'm calling you from here. I'm listening to the program. And I just want to say that, you know, it's not surprising because the Member of Parliament, Mr. Lightburn, is very engaged in almost on a weekly and sometimes on a daily basis in terms of visitation and a significant number of activities. In fact, every 2 weeks, there's a farmer's market in Nassau East Boulevard, and he's there engaged with his constituents. So it's not surprising that, you know, people are seeing things happening. He has had school, after-school programs last summer, summer before last. He's been totally engaged over the last 2 to 3 years. He's been very engaged with his constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not surprised. And in response to one of your commentators about the your comments was the old way of doing things, the old way of gathering information. While I agree we can use technology to enhance what we do, but at the end of the day, people want to feel and touch their representative. And I think that's what Lightburn has really perfected, mm-hmm. the ability to constantly knock on doors with people.
You can vote for him next time. Let's get to that. You can vote for him next time. He can win next time. Talk to me.
Oh, listen. One thing I think we don't assume nothing. We work for everything we get. I don't think Mr. Lightburn is assuming anything. We work like we're the underdog.
So is he working? He's working, is what you're saying.
Oh, he's working.
I like
he
that.
Is working.
I like that.
Standing his very challenging portfolio. He after his engagement in ministerial capacity, he's on the road. You know, sometimes we are up there till 8, 9 o'clock at night at times. He's on the road. He's engaged in every aspect of working with his constituents. And notwithstanding that, there's still more work to do.
I appreciate
because
that.
We have over 5,000 constituents.
Yeah.
And if you were to shake a hand every day, or it'll take you 5 years. But notwithstanding that, he is constantly engaged, meeting with his constituents, having meetings, I mean, a back-to-school event. And the thing about it with Mr. Lightburn, with people in their lives, that he's a very approachable person. So normally when people approach him, he listens. He's not, I always say that he's not a traditional politician. He listens. He's very, and he's serious about what he does. And he's committed. And as you can see on the national stage, he has represented the country well.
Let me ask you a question.
He's the epitome of the new generation of political leaders with a great future. And what he does with
I like that. Let me get a question here. Go ahead, Garth.
So in terms of the national level, you spoke very well of him. What is the greatest feat that you figure he has accomplished?
Well, I think one of the greatest feats, especially with his portfolio in the environment, he has spearheaded and engaged vigorous cleanup campaign. In fact, not just in Yamacraw, but throughout the country. A few weeks ago, there was a national cleanup day where he was visiting. He visited himself several of the in Nassau, and he ensured cleanup. You know, like we say, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. So if you have a clean environment, people are able to provide. It's healthy. And it also provides it safe.
Yeah, we spoke about that here on the show also.
Drove through the Angliston and several of the communities. Even in Yamacraw, you will see the impact of the cleanup campaign that he has in place. That we have dumpsters available that are delivered almost on a daily basis. Persons in the community, rather than throwing stuff in the bushes, they use the facilities. So his impact in the environment ministry has been very significant. And so we are excited about his representation, and I think the survey speaks well of what he does and
yes.
who he is.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you for your contribution. We got a couple of minutes before we get out of here. I reached out to the member of parliament while we were sitting here, cabinet minister. He says, Howard, I'm still in cabinet right now. I'm unable to call. And I gave him the numbers. He said, but I'd love you to, if you can, be able to plug this for me. This is going to be on October 1st. Sistady, they're going to be having their fun run walk in Yamacraw. So he had the registration information, all these particular things, and he says something, and I want to be able to read it. He says, my mother passed away as a result of breast cancer, so on October 1st, 2028. And so we want to be able to make commemoration October 1st, 2008. Okay. Right? She passed away and being able to identify that he wants to be able to support this. So he has everything here and being able to help breast cancer fund, run, walk, especially in the month of October where you know that this is breast cancer month. So I want to be able to commend him in these particular stead for being able to do this. Guys, if you want more information, if you want to be able to get the registration form, hit me up. I'll shoot it over to you, 827-0111. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Listen, you see you stop, you see you get the pot started because you just started doing just some little small data research. Look at that. Look at you getting
and the people want to kill me.
People calling in saying, but this MP, the MP, you getting the representatives from the MP, this just some little, this, you won't do nothing but a survey. You won't do no cross references or data. You won't go on and extract or project nothing. You just do a little bit of research. That ain't amazing, Howard?
Yeah, that
now,
is amazing.
This is what I'm saying. Your co-host said a little while ago that be done by the chair. They, you should have someone in the parties actually gathering this data. So if they're doing this about something just as small as the satisfaction of their constituents, the question we must then have to ask is, what research are they doing in regards to policy making? Where are they getting these policies from? And you know, when you ask the question with Jules Vinyl, Howard?
What's that?
A lot of it is copy and paste.
It's unfortunate.
No one doing the research.
It's
and
unfortunate.
That's what's happening. So the get to the crux of it is that most of this stuff, what they putting on us, it is don't make no sense because it ain't backed by no empirical data.
You know, it's crazy, but everyone will call me and cuss me out for why I ain't doing it right. But ain't no one calling these chairmen to tell them what you're doing. This is crazy.
See, think about it. If you start to really do the research, like how you do it, you like one of those guys, you say, you ask 20 people and hear one say, you say one say they like satisfied.
One.
If you was to go and do the real research and see what so much people thinking about and see how far they are away from it or one policy, what they said, like, we're implementing this back and look and you'll find out that no one wants it. But to do the real research, it'll truly show you and they won't stop you, by the way. You still won't get the call.
No, I already didn't feel it. I could feel it, but I can push through. My God, we can push through.
You ain't gonna push through.
I gotta push through. We got two more weeks to go. I gotta push through.
Listen, if you continue to do this, let me tell you what gonna happen. Let me be the genie. You know, we have a lot of prophecies and prophecies.
I come against your prophecy right now in Jesus' name.
Let me tell you what gonna happen. Someone is going to approach you. Someone very important, or someone who represents someone very important.
Sounds like you know somebody on the way.
And they're going to tell you stop this. Because what is going to happen, it could reveal the ugly truth. Most of these things are copy and paste. 95% of them are not based on research or any type of data. And I would encourage you to keep this information and then do it. Well, you could just stop. But if you do it next year, you will see the numbers. We'll have some type of cohort study and it'll show that the numbers are really telling us something. But I guarantee you, let's
I like it, Carl.
You getting stopped.
You need to stop. I gotta leave you alone. Two more calls before I get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead quickly. Go ahead, caller. Next call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Okay.
Yes.
That was somebody?
Yeah.
I cut you too quick. I apologize about that. I didn't hear you. Okay. So we're going to be able to go through this. We're going to get 3 minutes. Garth, give me an assessment about these particular things. I thought today was a very good day. We identified Yamacraw. A lot of persons would have been able to say Ellsworth done well. I got a text from one of the callers who indicated, says, hey, listen, the area that Garth is talking about, that was not in Yamacraw.
St. Anne's on the beach on the slow band.
Yeah, it was in Yamacraw.
The people who don't complain, the people who ain't complaining, who voting.
They just trying to let you know, sir, get your geographical area together, okay?
Well, you know, I was on Yamacraw Beach, so this I just say Yamacraw Beach is in St. Anne's, all right.
Talk to me about what's going on.
Well, I mean, for the most part, people have a right to select and choose, and like I said, it's an open poll. If you
want to disagree with pollings and you disagree with the results, then you should have participated, or you should have called your friends and relatives to also have them to participate.
Simple.
If you're a member of parliament and you feel you're doing an excellent job, I would have actually looked to have some 400 or 500 people to actually have responded in favor of you. You had that opportunity. The letters were delivered by hand to the House of Assembly. Effort was given to that. Many of you nodded and you responded. But if you yourself did not find the time to ensure that you looked good, even though you know that you're evil, well, that's on you.
Simple.
But the truth is that if you do a random poll by people who have no horse in the race, you're going to get somewhat of a decent result, and the results that we're now hearing is today, Michael, you ain't looking too good.
No.
But Yamacraw, you're looking kind of solid. So,
but you know what? To their effect, Michael, they could still retain Michael. There was a conversation about the possibility of being able to see Shane Gibson go down to Michael. You remember that? You remember the when the chairman, Fred Mitchell, you go sit down somewhere, right? Remember that? Don't forget that. Happened just last year.
Well, if Shane Gibson goes
when
to
Michael. When Shane Gibson was looking for, and then he went to West Grand Bahama, and then all this. Remember that? Don't forget these things.
But if he goes to Michael, I guarantee you they can build the airport. Because we're going to need some shingles.
Well, there's a long conversation that we're going to need to have.
Some shingles got to go in that
so
room.
So come sit with me again tomorrow. We can be able to do this tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, the constituency that we're going to be looking at tomorrow is going to be Pine Wood.
Pine Lakes.
Pine Wood and Garden Hills. Pine Wood and Garden Hills. Y'all go and take the poll now.
Call the
Pine Wood and Garden Hills. Go take the poll right now. We can see you tomorrow right here on the foundation. Howard Grant, have a beautiful day. We see you tomorrow. God spare.